The ability to speak with confidence and present for impact is easily the most valuable skill you can have in today's world. When you can share your knowledge, you can facilitate change, and when you can facilitate change, well, you can change the world one conversation at a time. But most people think they can't speak articulately, confidently, or with impact. They get choked up by nerves, they lose their words, or that dreaded imposter syndrome shuts them down. Well, I'm happy to say that speaking is a skill that anyone can learn. Yes, even you. And that's exactly what this podcast is all about. My name is Kat Mattson, and welcome to Speaking with Confidence. Well, hello, and welcome to another episode of Speaking with Confidence. It's been a hot minute. It's been a couple of weeks since I've recorded, so it's lovely to have you here. How are you? I hope you're fabulous, and I hope you're having an awesome day, doing whatever it is that you're doing. Before I get stuck into today's episode, I want to do a little shout out. I've been embracing Spotify's new interaction tools, and I want to say thank you to somebody whose Spotify name is Anne Anderson, and Anne's been leaving comments on some of the episodes, and I particularly wanted to say thank you to Anne's comment on episode 114, my interview with Erica Webb. And she says, Kat, you've done it again. Every one of your podcasts empowers confidence, plus gives tangible approaches and understanding of our nerves and the perfect combination to speak with impact. Thank you, Erica Webb. Thank you, Kat. Thank you, Anne, for taking the time to leave a comment. And the reason I'm mentioning this at the top of this episode, I'm about to get stuck into, I think, a pretty, a pretty vulnerable topic. And as you're listening, if it resonates with you, if you kind of are sitting there nodding and going, oh yeah, that I understand how that one feels, then I would love it. I would love it if you could rate, follow, leave a comment, or share this episode or this podcast with other people. Because podcasting is one of these really interesting things. It's very one way. And I know that if you're listening and if you're a regular listener, then you obviously enjoy the content. And I would love to get this podcast into the hands of more people. So be like Anne, be like Anne. And if you're listening on Spotify, just drop a comment in below. You will find that there is a space where you can leave a comment, rate the show, subscribe or follow, or of course, share. So with that piece done, what I would love to do now is get stuck in today's episode. And in fact, me asking you to share the podcast is a really good segue into today's topic, which is all about being seen. It's all about playing a bigger game. You see, since my last intake of the Impactful Presenters Program, I've been having a lot of conversations with the people in the program, people who want to be in the program, people who are waiting until I open it up again, end of April, just so you know. And the consistent, more consistent than ever before, has been this theme of, I'm so tired of playing small, Kat. I'm so tired of not showing up. I'm so tired of not being all that I can be. And yes, some of that's imposter syndrome. Some of it's frustration that we can't make things happen fast enough. But as I was listening to people, it's a frustration with, I'm tired of being scared to show up. I'm tired of keeping myself safe. And this feeling of always playing small is something that I grapple with on a very regular basis. And I know that people who know me, people who listen to this podcast, students in the program, everybody assumes that because I do what I do, that I must be highly confident, you know, got all my stuff together. I don't. And this notion of playing small and a fear of being seen really hit home for me recently, where I've been building a second website. So you might be familiar with the Impactful Presenters website, which is a brand that I get to sit behind, and it's all about my speaking coaching and my speaking programs and the Impactful Presenters program. And since I've been in the business full time, as regular listeners would know, that happened about a year ago, I've been wanting to do some other things. I've been wanting to branch out into some consulting, some impact coaching, some executive coaching and some business coaching. And so I've been building my Kat Mattson website for a really long time now. In fact, I keep saying, oh yeah, I'm just working on my Kat Mattson website. I'm just working on the Kat Mattson brand. I'm just getting some stuff up. And it suddenly dawned on me, I'm procrastinating. I'm resisting. I'm making all of these other things important. All of these other things more important than getting out and getting out into the world a brand and a container and a bucket that is going to allow me to do a whole lot of other magic in the world, do a whole lot of other programs and coaching that doesn't really fit naturally under the Impactful Presenters brand that I've been wanting to do for ages. And so I asked myself, well, why? What's the resistance? What's the resistance? Why am I resisting putting the Kat Mattson brand out into the world as Kat Mattson? And the answer was really interesting. And I'm sharing this process with you because I know for a fact I'm not alone. And as I walk you through the process that I took myself on, if feeling like you don't want to be seen, if you feel like you're tired of playing small and you wonder why you keep playing small, if you worry about showing up bigger, larger, bigger, better, then perhaps this process could be really useful for you. So the first thing that I did when I realized that I was resisting putting the Kat Mattson brand out there, I was resisting getting the website to a place that I was happy to publish. And I'm not talking about having a perfect sales page or a perfect website or anything like that. I was literally resisting just getting it out there. And I asked myself, with a pen in my hand and my journal on the table, what are you resisting, Kat? What are you bumping into? And the answer that came back was, I'm afraid of being seen. Now, that was a puzzling response. It was insightful, but it was puzzling because, well, I do this podcast and I show up on lives and I show up on stages. So, you know, I'm out there. But then as I dug a little bit deeper, it was like, but I'm afraid of being seen as me, as Kat Mattson. No brand in front of me, no Impactful Presenters, no Speaking with Confidence podcast, just me. So I asked myself, well, what am I afraid of? What, you know, why am I afraid of being seen? And the answer started flowing. Well, what if people think that I'm too big for my boots? What if I fail? What if I'm not as good as I think I am? What if some people don't like me? What if some people hurl insults? What if some people troll? What if some people make nasty comments about me on Facebook or on Instagram? What if some people actually send me a note going, who do you think you are? Now, as I wrote all of those down in kind of a free-flowing, non-thinking, feeling kind of response way, I'm watching all of the words hit the page going, well, that's interesting. And then I asked, how likely are those outcomes? In all of my history, 30 odd years of speaking on stages of all sizes, of showing up online, of doing multiple podcasts, when has any of those things happened? When has anybody hurled abuse? When has anybody trolled me? When has anybody said, who do you think you are? Now, there have been times. There have been times. They weren't professional times, though. They were in personal abusive relationships. They were in spaces where people were trying to control me. And as that became really clear to me, I then asked myself, well, how likely is it then that a normal, sane, respectful person who might be watching or listening to me, how likely is it that they would try to tear me down, that they would try to say, who do you think you are, Kat? My answer was, well, it's not very likely at all. It's not very likely at all. So as this conversation kind of played out in my journaling, in my free-flowing journaling, I started to see that this resistance that I had previously been not consciously aware of, I started to see where it was coming from. So it wasn't just this always being too busy to get to the Kat Matson website. Was actually not about being too busy. It was about me protecting myself from a series of fears that were real in my subconscious mind and were based on some fact in my life, but misappropriated to a commercial or to a professional situation. So why am I telling you all of this in a Speaking with Confidence episode? Well, because the fear of being seen seems to come up a lot when I ask people why don't they like public speaking? Because they say, well, what if people don't like me? What if they think I'm too big for my boots? What if they say, who do you think you are? And it's so tightly linked, I think, with this playing small. I won't put myself out there. I won't take up more space. I won't claim a stage or a platform or an opinion or a position because someone might take pot shots. Someone might throw stones. And so as I pondered all of this for myself, as I noticed this resistance for myself, I asked myself, is the impact that I want to make in the world worth taking the chance that perhaps somebody will take pot shots? Noting that I've already gone through the process of asking myself, well, how likely is that to be? And I was able to say, you know what? It's worth it. It's worth it because I know that if I'm dealing with rational, kind, humble people, which are the kind of people that I want to hang out with, then it's actually highly unlikely that I'm going to face that kind of uncomfortable criticism or negative energy. And if I do, then it's a pretty good clue that perhaps they're not my people and it actually doesn't matter so much what they think. Oh, a point on that. I've often said what other people think of me is none of my business, which is a really nice thing to say from a bravado perspective. But of course, we care. We care what other people think of us. And I care a lot about what people think of me. It's very important to me that I leave a positive impact on people. And I'm always horrified if I haven't left the biggest possible impact possible. And so going through this exercise, going through this journaling exercise of asking, well, what is it that I'm afraid of? What is it that I'm worried about? Was really powerful because I was able to recognize, well, yes, it is important to me what people think of me, but only the people whose opinions matter to me, not everyone's. So the person who trolls me on LinkedIn because that's what they do, or troll me on a Facebook ad because that's happened, no big deal. They're not my people. The people in my inner circle, my potential customers, my potential audience members, they're not likely to do that because they're not the people that I work with. So what's been really interesting about that process. And I did this process a couple of weeks ago when I started noticing that I was resisting, and in conversation with other people who were saying, I'm, you know, it's time to stop playing small, I want to play a bigger game and whatnot, is as I really then lent into and shown up more, the opportunities and the congruent, highly aligned conversations that I've been having have been phenomenal. Just the other day, I had a conversation with a prospective private client, a one-on-one client, senior leader in an organization who needs some intense one-on-one coaching to really finesse their presentation and communication skills. They said, we've had a look at your website. Love the language. Love what you're about. Love everything about you and about how you're about authentic expression, not about a robot. I smiled because I agonized over that language, because it's not corporate. It's not the everyday stuff. It's me. It's me showing up in my fullest self-expression. Another example is where I was on a prospect call. I was invited to moderate a panel for an organization. They were limited budget and I wasn't moving from my budget. I was just like, no, this is what it costs. And when we were talking about the importance of a good moderator, I was able to say, I'm really good at this. I'm really good at being a moderator because I'm not just interested in giving everybody a turn in speaking. I actually weave the conversation together. So I just delivered that session at a higher rate. We came up with a different, you know, there's currencies other than cash, and we came up with a better form of exchange. And the feedback has been phenomenal, and I had an awesome time. So addressing that fear that I had of being ridiculed, being considered arrogant, who does she think she is? Once I unpicked all of that and then went, oh, but that's highly unlikely and it's worth it anyway, the most magical opportunities have been showing up where people really want the fullest expression of me, the unedited version of me. So what can you do with all of this? Well, if you're still listening to this episode, then chances are you've had this feeling too. This feeling of, I'm so tired of playing small. I'm so tired of being scared of being seen. I want to show up. I want to make my mark on the planet. I want to make my contribution. I want to do more. I want to contribute more. So my invitation would be to take some time. And however you have these conversations with yourself, for me, it's a combination of walking and talking with myself as well as journaling. But perhaps you record it and just have an auditory conversation with yourself. Perhaps you call a friend and say, can you just bounce this with me? However you do this, ask yourself some questions. What am I afraid of? And then keep digging. Don't let yourself just give a throwaway line. Oh, I'm afraid of my own success. What the hell does that mean? Ask yourself, well, what am I afraid of? What am I bumping into? What is it that I'm resisting? Why am I resisting? And then as you get, like, keep digging. And then when you get to the nub of it, you can ask, and how likely is that? How likely is that? And then you can say, and is taking that risk that unlikely thing might happen, am I willing to take that risk anyway? Because what I'm aiming for, what I'm striving for, the bigness that I want to be is worth it. I really hope this conversation has been useful. I'm always quite, I feel a bit awkward having these self-examination conversations with you, because while I'm sitting in it, it can feel a little bit, I don't know, self-indulgent. And the reason I do them anyway, even though it does feel self-indulgent, is because I'm a big believer in working out loud. And if I've gone through that process, if I've been feeling like that, then chances are other people have too. And rather than just talking about how we all feel that way, I actually want to help you move through that. So I would love for you to come over to the Speaking with Confidence Facebook group and share. Just tell me, Kat, just listening to the latest podcast episode and this is how I play small, or this is what I was bumping into, or this was my fear about being seen. Just let me know. Let me know. Because once we start sharing it and talking about it, one, we will see that we're not alone, but two, I can start working with you and going, well, tell me what that means. Tell me what that looks like. And how likely is that? How likely is that? I actually had this conversation with a business coaching client recently, and she was saying, she doesn't like asking for the sale because what happens if she can't actually deliver? And I said, well, when was the last time that happened? She said, well, it's never happened. I said, well, why are you scared that you're not going to be able to deliver? She said, well, because if I can't deliver, then people are going to spread the word that I can't deliver. I said, yeah, but you've never not been able to deliver. Yeah, but I can't do everything. I said, but you're not saying that you can do everything. So sometimes just going through that conversation has us get out of the spiral of thinking that we can have in our own minds. So yeah, please head over to the Speaking with Confidence Facebook group and let me know what you think. Finally, I want to let you know that at the end of April, about the 30th, I think it is, I will be running my next free Speaking with Impact workshop series. Part of that workshop series is teaching you my now famous Earn the Right Process in Your Brag Bag Stories, which is one of the tools to overcoming some of these fears around who am I to be saying this, or I'm not good enough. So if you're keen to keep working on this and you don't already receive my emails, then head over to impactfulpresenters.com and sign up for my How to Stop Rambling ebook. By doing that, you will be first to know via email when those workshops are open and when you can register. So there's three things that I'm leaving with you today. Start pulling apart these beliefs and these thoughts and these fears around being seen and being and playing a bigger game. Second, then share those insights in the Speaking with Confidence Facebook group. And if you're keen to keep working on that, then make sure you've signed up to my email list by signing up for the ebook, How to Stop Rambling, over at impactfulpresenters.com, so you get the email when the workshop is open for registration. Oh, and of course, if this has been of value, then leave a comment on Spotify, leave a review, follow, or like. Oof! I hope you found this episode useful. I hope what feels to me as self-indulgent has been valuable and insightful and thought-provoking for you. I look forward to seeing you again very, very, very soon. In the meantime, here's to confidence and here's to impact.